Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day to stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Now it's 7 and a half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, all here to do business. We're doing business.
Business.
Trending. Yes, trending now at DougSteffen.com. The story of the photographer. I always love these people. Everybody's a journalist. When somebody's writing a story, some journalist is another. A photojournalist. What is the, he's
take a selfie and you're a photographer.
Yeah, you're, yeah, you take a selfie and you're a photojournalist. What a bunch of nonsense. Anyway. So this guy was roughed up, supposedly, by the Secret Service at the Trump rally. He apparently stepped over the line, and these guys ran right after him and grabbed him by the throat. If you see the video, it's pretty dramatic.
Really?
Yeah, you haven't seen the video?
No.
Yeah, it's fairly dramatic. It's just not, they're not putting up, there's not a lot of room, because there have been so many people at these rallies, it's hard to control them, because he doesn't really have a full Secret Service contingent, because, you know, he's a candidate, but he's not the president.
No, he and Ben Carson they do. He and Ben Carson have full Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
But as many as the president would have?
I don't know how the numbers measure up, but I know that they do have a detail.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, there's that. A lot of Leonardo DiCaprio stuff and Sylvester Stallone. Here's something.
I just don't know how someone gets the idea they can touch the neck of a Secret Service officer and not feel the pain.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, right.
You touch my neck, you're going to feel pain. I can't imagine someone trained.
So I want to bring everybody up to date on what's going on in the budget process and with the men and women in the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. You may or may not have heard that the Delta Force counterterrorism unit has been sent to Iraq to capture or kill as many of the top Daesh operatives as they can. Delta Force, kind of like the SEALs, make up most of the top secret expeditionary targeting forces that are now operating in Iraq. They are going to capture or try to kill Daesh officials and seize everything they can of their network. These operations have been planned. See, here's what's the problem. Why are we talking about this? There should be no information about this at all. We should know nothing until after they've done what they're sent there to do. But the defense secretary says that this will create fear among Daesh. Really? What it does is make these guys targets of Daesh. I think that's a mistake. Am I the only one who thinks that? I just find it bothers me.
I think it's silly that we announce our military operations before
we
do that.
What's the point of that?
One of the great things about, and people will make fun of George W. Bush a lot, is that he would say, what was the shock and awe. Came up with this campaign. So they say, look, we're getting ready to do this campaign, it's called Shock and Awe, and that's all we got. Now it's like, we're gonna go after Jihadi John, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna make a left on Main Street it's ridiculous.
Geraldo Rivera
got yanked out of
Iraq because he was like drawing the plans in the
on
dirt
the sand.
And so the Iraqis were watching the plan, or
they knew exactly what the plan was.
Al-Qaeda were watching the plan on Fox News, and they're like, look, this is what Geraldo Rivera says they're going to do.
Yeah.
This is hysterical.
All right. So with the military in mind, I want to introduce you to a congressman whose name is Justin Amash, A-M-A-S-H. Richie, why don't you Google him? Jennifer, you may want to as well. This is one of the I'm learning about him for the first time this year. Been in Congress since 2011. He's from Michigan. And he is one of the 40 or 45 congressmen who really get it, who are trying to do something. And he's not a Tea Party guy, although he sort of comes across as a Tea Party guy. What he is someone who cares and understands what's going on and is very skeptical of the approach. A lot of the folks who call themselves conservatives say, we've got to build up the military, spend more money. And as you know, when this last round, the omnibus spending bill that was passed, two, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, $1.1 trillion. Did you know that not one member of Congress is on record as having read the whole thing. It was brought in and passed in 2 days, and it was 2,000 pages. This thing, and it was none of the members of Congress, either the Senate or the House, had anything to do with writing this. It was done in the White House with the leadership, and that was it. Nobody was on board, and they don't even know, and now it's coming out what was in there, including the, did you know that the cessation of sequestration was one of the things the Republicans demanded? And they didn't demand it because they wanted to have more money in the military. This is so sick. What's coming out now? This guy, Amish, has been doing a lot of interviews. He won't make himself very popular with the leadership. But he said the biggest part of the increase, the $1.1 trillion increase, was in military spending. And he's quoted as saying it's not driven primarily by our national defense needs, what Jennifer just said, and that's what tripped this in my mind, Jennifer, but by the needs of the defense contractors. The contractors were pushing for an increase in spending because they want to, and that's what he said. He said not the needs of our defense, but the wants of defense contractors. There are a lot of Republicans who recognize that you can't increase the spending without giving the Democrats what they want. So they got increases in domestic spending all over the place so the Republicans could satisfy the defense contractors who are their major contributors. This is so sick. This is so outrageous.
Well, so against the meaning. I mean, especially if you're a conservative.
God.
Look, if you're a Democrat, you know that spending on programs is what your party does. But
you don't have to spend more. Just spend it better. This is just
a
lap.
Smart.
These people are lapdogs for Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and all these other contractors that are making jillions of dollars out of war. This adds more in terms of the military-industrial complex to the theory that many of us have that this all of these wars are just trumped up, if you'll pardon the pun, and unnecessary, unreasonable.
We just are doing it wrong. I mean, what my top concern, if someone was going to ask me what my top concern was going into the election, it's national security. You can't talk about social programs. You can't talk about education. You can't talk about anything if you don't have a secure country. And I feel like we have let ours get away from us in a big way. I would be totally fine, even though that's my top priority. I would be totally fine spending less on military stuff
if
I knew that
it.
They were going to be spending it in a more productive way.
Absolutely.
I mean, the
money's already there.
All right, so let me give you two examples of what happened on the other side so you'll know how bad this thing is, this $1.1 trillion omnibus spending act. Guess what? Instead of, remember when the IRS budget was cut by $300, $400 million? And now, in this, nobody knew this until last Tuesday. There's an article in The Hill, which is the newspaper that basically reports on what's going on with Congress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They were going to cut the IRS funding by $838 million because of the overreach and because of the inappropriate behavior of the agency. So what happens? Not only did they put the $838 million back into the IRS, but they added 3% more, another $290 million on top of the $838 that they cut out in the Appropriations Committee hearings that were never part of any. They weren't part of any appropriation hearing. So no transparency whatsoever. And this is the kind of stuff done in secret that the reason that Trump's getting as much traction as he is because guys like Rubio and Cruz are responsible for this kind of stuff going on. And they roll over to it. I mean, this kind of spending, the tax, the cuts that was supposed to take place didn't. But I use the IRS as an example, but there are plenty of other examples of what got put into the spending docket. Nobody knew anything about it. Nobody knew anything about it. It just is coming out now, 3 weeks after the thing is passed. And it's a pattern. And that's why people are ticked off, as well they ought to be. The idea was they went into these hearings, these resolutions, to cut $10 billion off the budget. Instead, they added $47 billion as a result of this. And it's mostly going to the military and the IRS. How do you like that, boys and girls? Think about that kind of stuff. And this is what this guy Amash, did you look him up, the congressman? Did you look him up to see?
I just looked at his wiki page.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I mean, from what you can tell, it's good. It's his story, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need more people like this. This is disgraceful. It's more than disgraceful. It's dishonest. And these people play into it. And it just,
there's so much that's easy to hide stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it really is, Richie.
And so much what gets these people elected is because of the funding that goes in because of these backdoor deals. And that's why the guy, John Cox out of California, who wants to put labels of your top 10 donors on your suit jacket, has got my support 110%.
By the way, one of the things, the technology that was voted on as part of this budget, laser weapons by 2023.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They're working on. They've had initial trials of them, unprecedented power, what they're going to be able to do with them. I mean, I don't know. There's so much stuff. All right, who's on the, Richie, I don't have my call command.
Oh, Mike is on the line.
Mike on Good Day. Hi.
How you doing, Mr. Stephan?
I'm well, Mr. Mike.
I heard a good definition of a politician. I don't know if you heard this one or not, but they tell me a politician is a person that could tell you to go to hell in such a way that you actually look forward to the trip.
I like that.
Mike, thank you. All right, 888-302-3684. Email to Rich or Jennifer or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova.
Boom! Pam Shriver!
So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised.
Maybe too late, but I can still hear you.
James just yelled at me. I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He's a household name. He sold over 200 million books.
11 television specials have been based on his work. He holds 2 Academy Awards, 2 Emmys, a Peabody, and the Pulitzer Prize.
Yet his path to fame and fortune was neither direct nor easy.
His father wanted him to be a college professor. He wanted to be a cartoonist.
So for 15 years, he created promotional campaigns by day while developing his craft as a cartoonist at night.
His first children's book was rejected by 27 publishers, but his persistence paid off. Dr. Seuss became one of the foremost authors of children's books in history.
Decide what you want to do and then keep pushing to do it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to make that perfect first impression? Well, there are 3 places to start. Here's the social science of it. In a new field of study called semiotics, or silent persuaders, advertisers have found that initial first impressions are based on 3 things. 1, good hair. 2, clean teeth. And 3, clear skin. It's an old standard, been around for thousands of years. In fact, it's likely part of our pre-wiring. But we assume that good hair, clean teeth, and clear skin are a sign of good health. As a result, all 3 put together equal well-being and make for a perfect first impression. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you want to make that perfect first impression, neatness counts and clean is in. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.